Climate Emergency Poetry Series. Hard to strike a balance talking about this poetry series because on the one hand, the climate emergency is serious and something that we need to take seriously. But on the other hand, poetry. And I just love poetry. And I'm pretty fond of Phil Fitzpatrick, too. He is the co-founder with John Harold of the Climate Emergency Poetry Series. Hey, Phil, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa. Good to be here.
And so May 16th, the next Climate Emergency Poetry Series installation is going to take place on May 16th. And this time, it's all out-of-town folks. You have kind of a theme for each month's reading, and you try to gather a certain group of people. What was your thought behind reaching beyond the borders of our immediate Northland for poets?
Well, that's a good question. This is our eighth edition of Climate Emergency Poetry, Lisa, and I wouldn't say we've exhausted the local poet scene, but we've really run through quite a number of local poets, and we also have several people in the audience who are from out of town, from as far away as New Hampshire and Florida, and certainly Wisconsin. So I decided it was, I ran the idea by my co-host John and said, how about some out-of-town readers? And he said, sounds like a plan. And so we have seven readers from a couple from Minnesota, and then we have Charlie Butterfield from New Hampshire, Suzanne Fox from Florida, and then we got Rocky Makes Room is from Minneapolis. Sharon Schmielars is from Minneapolis. Lori Allman is from Afton on the St. Croix River. And we have two from Wisconsin, John Son of Mel and Thomas R. Smith. John is from Hayward and Thomas is from River Falls.
So I'm curious, in particular, about your Florida and your New Hampshire tuner's inner.
Yeah.
That's a term, of course, that is commonly used in radio. We at KUMD, we've got, we have listeners all over the world, and we have listeners all over the country, and I'm always really curious to find out, how did you run across us? Are you from the area originally? How did you stumble on KUMD? Did you have the chance to ask these folks how they stumbled on this Climate Emergency Poetry Series?
Charlie was a roommate of mine in graduate school in Vermont, and he, believe it or not, he was a chemistry teacher in high school, and he's retired now. He's retired like I am, and he's long been a poet. So I met him in graduate school out in Vermont. And Suzanne Fox from Florida is a friend of John's, so we each have one real out-of-stater, if you don't count the Twin Cities and Wisconsin as out of town. But we're really glad to have both Suzanne and Charlie participating, and they've been loyal audience members for almost the entire series.
So they may have come to the series originally to support their friends, and yet they stuck around because they liked what they were hearing. So,
right. And
what
Charlie's got his own poetry activity in Vermont. He sends out three poems every other Sunday. He sends out poems for people to consider. So he's got his own audience too. So we're all trying to make the general public more aware of the climate emergency.
So by expanding your area geographically, we may be expanding the perspective just a little bit. What are you? Do you have any? Gosh, I'm hoping it turns out this way, or what are you just going to kick back and wait to see happens?
Well, I think that really gets to the heart of why John and I are doing this. We were really hoping that several, if not a lot, of our audience members sooner or later start their own gig, as it were, their own climate gig. And so I don't know that anybody has started doing this yet, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me to learn that somebody's got a poetry reading going on in Florida, or somebody's got a poetry reading going on. Charlie already does, as I mentioned, have a poetry reading of sorts going on in New Hampshire. And although his is not themed the way ours is, he's certainly very attuned to the problem of climate change. And I think over time, we're just hoping that more and more people get sort of a general introduction to the climate crisis through poetry. So, and some will take it their own way, and some won't. We're certainly aware of the different approaches that each of the audience members has to the whole problem of climate.
What about the folks that have been regular listeners of this series so far? Folks that say, nah, I'm not a poet, don't really have any desire to be a poet, but I really enjoy hearing these poems and listening to these poems. Is there a place for those folks to maybe start a poetry series, even if they don't consider themselves writers or poets?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I certainly hope so. And I also, John and I are more and more in agreement that we don't necessarily have to, it doesn't necessarily have to be original poetry that one of our readers contributes. For instance, Suzanne Fox on May 16th from Florida will likely be reading poems and maybe a few prose passages rather than her own stuff, because she is not a poet, but she's interested in poetry, and she's certainly interested in the climate crisis. So she's going to contribute some readings, and we've never said no. You have to read your own poetry, or it's not part of our game plan. So, but that's not the case. We accept. And in fact, one of our highlights was when we had the student reading, Ella Grimm from Marshall started off her reading with reading that a fabulous poem by Amanda Gorman, who was the inaugural poet, if you remember. And she's got a poem about climate called Earthrise. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of variety within the framework of our, the poetry reading.
A lot of flexibility. That sounds like a wonderful plan. Oh, and speaking of poets, because obviously musicians who write their own lyrics, for example, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm super fond of Bob Dylan as a poet. I'm not 1,000% sure I'm a huge, huge fan of his as a singer, but I'm a super fan of him as a poet.
Yeah. Right.
So you're going to have Sarah Thompson as your kind of super special guest on the May 16th event also. And no doubt she'll be contributing poetry in the form of songs.
Indeed she will. We're really proud of that and pleased that she's agreed to come along and join us. We're looking forward to the combination of these out-of-town poets and her music. I think it's going to be a great blend.
Fantastic. Phil, you guys will get some information about this event up as quickly as possible, I hope, on your Facebook page so that we can link to that and folks
Indeed.
Can make sure they don't miss it. The Climate Emergency Poetry Series, this is its 8th iteration, episode, however you want to describe it, coming up on May 16th, and we'll get the information up in the form of a link so it's easy for folks to find. Phil, thanks again so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good day.
Phil Fitzpatrick, he and John Harold founded the Climate Emergency Poetry Series. The next episode is coming up on May 15th, and as I mentioned, we'll have details in our web post at kumd.org.